Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Liz Funk. Batting second. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting third. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bob Seeds. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Charlie English. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Red Kress. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank Grubb. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Lyons. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ted Lyons. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Sam Rice. Batting second. The second baseman, Buddy Meyer. Batting third. The left fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Sam West. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Aussie Bluge. Batting eighth. The catcher, Roy Spencer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Kaufman. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Dick Kaufman. And now, play ball. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of West, who is chasing the ball. Funk reaches third base with a triple. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Funk scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a fly ball into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Maynisch. Seeds reaches second base with a double. Hayes moves to third. Charlie English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rice for the out. One out. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a fly ball into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Maynisch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb takes first base on ball 4. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is hit by the pitch. Grubb moves to second. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Funk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Grubb moves to third. Lyons moves to second. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hayes strikes out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-1 in the game. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kress, who is chasing the ball. West reaches third base with a triple. Aussie Bludge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bludge hits a ball on the ground towards third. English fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. Appling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Appling. The throw from Spencer and he is out, Cronin applying the tag. One out. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Seeds hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Charlie English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0-for-1 in the game. English hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards third. English fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Kaufman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaufman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-1 in the game. Kress hits a line drive into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Grubb hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Rice. Grubb reaches second base with a double. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Lyons hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Grubb scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Funk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lyons moves to second. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hayes hits a pop-up towards third. Bluch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Meyer hits a fly ball into right field. Seed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Heinie Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 0 for 1 in the game. Maynish hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 2 in the game. Blue hits a fly ball into left field. Maynish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a fly ball into left field. Maynish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Seeds hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Charlie English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0 for 2 in the game. English hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats English for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 1 in the game. QL hits a fly ball into left field. Kress settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. West hits a fly ball into right field. Seeds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Aussie Bludge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bludge is 0 for 1 in the game. Bludge is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 2 in the game. Kress hits a fly ball into left field. Maynish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Lyons hits a fly ball into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 1 in the game. Spencer takes first base on ball 4. Carl Reynolds pinch hits for Dick Kaufman. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Grubb settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 2 in the game. Rice hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Spencer moves to second. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 2 in the game. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. Spencer moves to third. Two outs. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mainisch hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Spencer scores. Meyer moves to second. It's 2-1, White Sox. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Lloyd Brown now pitching. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Funk hits a pop-up towards short. Cronin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hayes bunts towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-3 in the game. Blue hits a pop-up towards third. Bluch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-2 in the game. QL hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Seeds. QL reaches second base with a double. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. West bunts towards the mound. Lyons fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. QL moves to third. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge is 0-for-2 in the game. Bluge hits a ball on the ground towards third. English can't make a play. That's a base hit. West moves to second. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Spencer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. QL scores. West scores. Bluge moves to third. It's 3-2, Senators. Howard Maple pinch runs for Roy Spencer. Lloyd Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Kress settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bluge scores. One out. It's 4-2, Senators. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a fly ball into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-3 in the game. Meyer hits a line drive into right field. Seed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Howard Maple now catching. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a fly ball into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Seeds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0-for-3 in the game. English hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 4, and the White Sox 2. The Senators will come to bat. Jaime Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Maynish hits a fly ball into left field. Kress settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards third. English fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. QL hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-3 in the game. Kress hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Meyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Grubb for the out. 2 outs. Bob Fothergill pinch hits for Ted Lyons. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bluch fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.